today comes from Isaiah 38. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. For the grave cannot praise you. Death cannot sing your praise. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, they praise you, as I am doing today. Parents tell their children about your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will sing with stringed instruments all the days of our lives in the temple of the Lord. And from the New Testament, Book of John. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it and will glorify it again."
As we continue working our way through the book of Psalms, this week we come to our first sad song. I don't know how many of you guys like sad songs. But the reality is if you turn on the radio or if you listen to a great composer, if you listen through their works, there will be songs that have great joy and bigness and power that draw us up. And there will also be songs that when we hear them, maybe we get scared. Maybe we feel nervous. We don't maybe quite understand. We feel agitated just from the song. And so this morning, as we come to Psalm 6, we're going to come to the first sad song in the Psalms. So listen to these words of David. A Psalm of David. "O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who can praise you from the grave? I am worn out from groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping. I drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and dismayed. They will turn back in sudden disgrace." This is the word of the Lord. Sad songs. Sad times. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I just need a good, sad song. Things don't always go the way I wish they would in life. And so I want to share a sad song with you in just a second. But first, I want to tell you guys a story about a really sad time I remember from being a child of just 4 years old. It was a great day to be 4 years old. It was the first day that I would ever be allowed to sleep over at a friend's house. How many of you guys remember your first sleepover? Does anybody remember it? Wow, I cannot believe, look at that. And I remember my first sleepover. I was going over to my cousin's house. My cousin's named Jonathan, my name's Jonathan. So we were Jonathan and Jonathan, and we were best friends growing up in Philadelphia. And the day came that we not just were gonna get to play during the daytime, but we were gonna get to spend the night together, that I was gonna get to be at his house and spend the night with him. And so we spent the day doing boy things. We played and we set up Hot Wheels tracks all through his living room. We played G.I. Joes and Ninja Turtles, which were just essential parts of being a boy when I was growing up. We, as the night progressed on, you know, when we were done riding our bikes, we came in and we played Duck Hunt on his Nintendo, which is really cool because I didn't have a Nintendo, but Jonathan had a Nintendo. So it was awesome. We played Duck Hunt, and then TGIF was on, and we could watch Steve Urkel say things like, "Did I do that?" And that doesn't mean anything to you guys, but it's awesome for me. And so we had this great day of playing together and of laughing at Steve Urkel, and it came to nighttime. And for those of you who have spent the night at someone else's house, you maybe know how hard nighttime is. Here I was in a strange house, in a strange bedroom that wasn't my bedroom. And I wanted to go home. And I started crying, saying, "I want to go home. I don't want to be here. This isn't my home. This isn't my bedroom. I don't know. This is a really strange place." And I remember that Jonathan's mom brought in a Big Bird cassette player. It was like a stuffed Big Bird that had a tape deck inside of his belly. And it was, and she played the tape for me called Big Bird Goes to Camp. And in Big Bird Goes to Camp, Big Bird had the same experience that I had. He was away. And then night came and Big Bird started to sing, "I wanna go home." And I remember, though it was a long time ago, I remember saying, "Yes, I want to go home." And I cried with Big Bird as Big Bird sang the song, and I sang the song with Big Bird. And as I sang the song and I cried, I fell asleep. I drenched my bed with tears because I was so sad. I was so sad. And I still remember that years and years and years later, how sad I was. And I wanted to share with you guys something. We need sad songs in our life. The Psalms have a lot of sad songs in them. Do you know why we need sad songs, guys? Because life has a lot of sad times in it. And music is a beautiful and profound way. Poetry is a beautiful and a profound way to communicate how we feel. And we all have times of sadness. So I want to share a song with you guys right now. And I want you to think as this song plays, it's 4 minutes. But before the song starts, I want you guys to take a moment. I want you guys to see if you could maybe think of something that's sad for you. Or that was sad for you. Maybe it was a while ago. But I actually want you guys to take a moment and listen to a song that's sad. It's called La Catacomba. And I want you guys to hear the sadness of this song. if you had ears to hear that music, you'll notice that though it started out sad, towards the end, there was kind of a moment where it went up at the end. Did you hear how it kind of emerged out of the sadness? Just at the end, there was this meandering theme that stayed in mostly minors, but then just toward the end, it started to emerge out of that sadness. I want to read Psalm 6 again and listen to this psalm. Listen to what David writes. Listen to what David sings. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am faint. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord, how long? Turn, O Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. No one remembers you when he is dead. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping. I drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil. For the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and dismayed. They will turn back in sudden disgrace. David's song starts really sad. Listen to what David says. Be merciful with me, Lord. I am faint. My bones are in agony. My soul is in anguish. David is going through hard, hard, hard times. He's asking tough questions. David feels sad, to say the least. David has people coming against him. David has situations in his life he doesn't understand. How long, O Lord, how long? And he doesn't know, God, how long are you going to let me go through this stuff? And for some of you guys, you've asked this question already. You've experienced hard times. You've had hard conversations. You've had friends abandon you. You've had tough times at home. You've had these things happen. And I can all but guarantee you've asked David's question, what is going on, God? How long is stuff going to be hard like this? He goes on, he says, Lord, help me, deliver me, save me. I'm worn out from groaning. I'm tired. I'm crying all night long. I'm flooding my bed with weeping. I drench my couch with my tears. My eyes are weak. My eyes are tired from all the crying I've been doing. And I think we all either know that or will experience that in littler and in bigger ways. And so the song starts in really sad ways. And that's a good thing because we all are going to have sad and hard times in our lives. But just like the song I played you, the song doesn't leave us there to wallow in misery. The song doesn't leave us there because God doesn't leave us there. God doesn't leave us with no hope. God doesn't leave us there just crying our eyes out. Listen to how the Song of David ends. The Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. Listen to that again. This is the truth of the gospel. This is the truth of the good news of God. That when we cry out to him, he hears us. Listen again to this three repetition. The Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. Guys, there's a reason that we go through hard things. And it's not because God isn't paying attention. It's not because God in heaven is asleep. He lost focus. He forgot what was happening to us. God knows what we go through. He's our loving Heavenly Father. Guys, when we cry out to God, He hears us. Which doesn't mean that we're not allowed to be sad. But don't let your song end on a minor chord. Don't let your day end on a minor chord. Don't let your conversations with people end, bah, bah. Because guys, that's not how God's song ends, ever. God's song doesn't end down. God's song ends up. God did not abandon Jesus Christ to the grave. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and raised to glory. God does not abandon His people to the grave. God raises us up to true life and to glory as He means it. So for some of you guys who are maybe feeling like you could write a sad song right now, let me encourage you guys with this good news. God hears your cry. God hears your pleas. God sees your tears. And the Lord God whom we worship is merciful and will bring you out of it and will not let your song end on the down note. Because our God is a God who loves us so very much. He hears our cries and will bring us to life. Let's pray. Lord God, I know that we all have sad songs that we could sing. Because this world is broken and this world is fallen. And we are broken and we are fallen. You do not leave us there, though. You call us to life. You call us to yourself. You hear our cries and you come to us. Thank you for coming to us in Jesus Christ. Thank you for ultimately sacrificing yourself for our life. Lord God, for those of us who are singing sad songs right now, remind us that you don't leave us there. You draw us out of our sadness to bring us to you. And Lord God, I pray that you would do it. And we know you will because you are faithful to your word and you have already done it. I ask your blessing upon us this day. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you would stand.
Praise God from the Lord, all blessings come. Praise you, Lord, eternal.